Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. My name is Lewis, and I'll be your host for tonight. So today's topic, I want to talk about peaceful protesting and the rioters going around the U.S. Now, everyone has the right, you know, as an American, to peacefully protest. But you do not have the right to destroy people's properties, vehicles, and businesses. Okay? I understand that you guys probably want to talk about the January 6th. That's understandable. But, you know, people are going to jail. People are being, you know, penalized for what happened January 6th. But what about the people that did everything before that? You know, in Oregon, when rioters were going, destroying businesses and all of that, how come we didn't hear no arrests happening for that? No penalties, nothing like that going on. Same thing with other states, you know. Nobody got arrested. Nobody got charged for nothing. That shouldn't be fair. You know, I understand two wrongs cannot make a right. But again, you know, you guys want to peacefully protest? Go right ahead. I have no problem with people doing peacefully protesting. But the moment that you start getting, you know, into people's businesses, people's vehicles, homes, things like that, that's just wrong. That shouldn't be done at all, period. If, you know, you vandalize someone's business or you destroy or you burn it, there should be penalties for that, for those type of people. You know, you're not going to say there's peacefully protesting, some peacefully protesting, but yet nothing bad. And then you have a building burning behind you. Oh, yeah, that's right. CNN. Wow. Again, you know, a lot of soldiers gave their lives to, you know, for people to be able to do peaceful protesting and things like that. But they did not give you the right to go ahead and destroy properties, businesses, nothing like that. You know, people work very hard to have their own business. I should know, I'm a business owner myself. You know, it took a lot of sweat, tears, sacrifices to have a business. You know, just because people in the news say, oh, well, they're fully insured. No, it's still hard work. It's money that you're losing because your business is closed right now because they have to rebuild. You know, that's food that you're taking away from people's families off their table. That's one thing that people should understand, you know. If you want to peacefully protest things, go right ahead. But the moment that you start burning buildings, you know, burning cars, houses, or apartments, things like that, you should be penalized. There should be penalties, and you guys should be held accountable for all of that. You know, like, you guys want to hold accountable everyone what happened on January 6th, everyone should be accountable for what happened in Oregon, in Chicago, in New York, everywhere. Every single person should be paying for what they have done. Not just because of January 6th. We're going back all the time. January 6th, January 6th, January 6th. You know what? There's a lot more things going on in the U.S. than just January 6th. You know, these politicians want to put everything between everybody so they could hate each other more. Instead of, you know, if we unite and pull each other together, you know, we could probably see what's going on with these politicians. Now, again, not saying that, you know, everything that's going on should be happening, but again, we should look at these politicians because we put them in there to represent us. They work for us. We don't work for them. You know, we put them in there because we wanted the best for us, but apparently it's going the opposite way. It's whatever is best for them and their pockets. And that should stop. And I'm talking to every single politician, Republican, Democrat, liberal, communist, whatever you want to be, I'm talking to you. Every single politician should look very, very close into that mirror. So let me go back to this peaceful protesting. So a couple of days ago, I saw peaceful protesting in New York. And yes, it was very peaceful. Nobody was arguing with nobody. Nobody was fighting. They were making a march from one location to another. And that's fine because, again, you have the right to do that as an American. Again, when you start attacking police officers, or you start, you know, vandalizing things, you start breaking things, you start breaking into stores to just rob them, that's not peacefully protesting. You know, you're not showing what Martin Luther King once said. You know, people should stop judging people by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And right now, these people that are vandalism, destroying properties and things like that, they're not showing good character. They're showing what, you know, a single-minded person would do, you know, because they are able to do it. To me, I believe that, you know, everyone has the right to protest about certain things. Like yesterday, people were protesting in New York about, you know, the verdict for Kyle. Some people agree with it, some people don't agree with it. But again, that is the beauty of being an American. You could disagree and agree in certain topics, but do it peacefully. If you want to discuss something with someone, have a dialogue. Don't be yelling at each other's face. Don't be trying to hurt each other just to make a point, because that doesn't gain nothing for no one. You know, I believe of what everything's been happening here in the U.S., not only in the U.S., but around the world. You know, it's time for people to start getting united, start coming together, understanding everything that's going on. But you let me know, America, what you guys think. Should people be accountable for the things that they do once they start vandalizing businesses, vehicles, things like that? Because to be honest, people work very hard for their own business. People work very hard to have their own car, their own homes and things like that. You know, last time I checked, people peaceful protesting is being peaceful, not destroying people's properties and trying to, what people say from BLM, trying to get their point across. You know what? There's different points to get your point across. Violence, vandalism, it's not one of them. You know, how about talking, dialoguing, you know? Just because they say, oh, people are not listening to us. No, people are listening to you guys. You just guys have to just be more verbal. Not violence, not fighting, not arguing, not yelling, because yelling doesn't make no sense. One person is yelling, the other person is yelling, it's two people yelling, and no one is making no sense to it. You know, we should be united. Keep in mind, this is the United States of America. Keyword, unite. America, tell me what you guys think. Hope you guys have a good night. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.